This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Gishradi with me, Sister Zainab. And topic, a title of obedience, refers to a sort of, in a sense, a beautiful little story, anecdote from life of one of the famous martyrs of the Holy Offense, Ibrahim Hadi. So this goes back to the time when he had been recovering at home from an injury in the front, and his attitude was usually such that, you know, he would rush back to the front even if not fully recovered. And as indeed this was the behavior of all the martyrs, they really wouldn't normally give themselves much time for recovery. They'd want to be back at the front, sort of supporting and being with their sort of fellow soldiers. However, Ibrahim Hadi would also say to his mother, "Look, if you say to me, 'Don't go,' I will obey you, mother." So Ibrahim Hadi mentioned and he said that obedience to our parents is obligatory. And he said also to his, he also said to his mother that if he didn't go, will she sort of, in a sense, answer and sort of explain to Lady Fatima on Judgment Day? And so obviously this is the one of the very, let's say, important things in Islam. So Allah tells us several times in the Quran, we have obviously obedience to Allah. What are the most important things? First thing is obedience to Allah. And then right after that always comes obedience to the parents, or respect for parents. Respect your parents. Respect your parents. And this is something that obviously when we read the way Ibrahim Hadi behaved towards his mother there, what he said to his mother, obviously he is totally sort of speaking that same message. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Shredded, me Sister Zainab, and I've just been commenting on Ibrahim Hadi's understanding that obviously we must obey our parents, and then of course given that we know that the mother is obviously has very high status in Islam, so in a sense we could say that, and we should pay special consideration for the mother. And obviously this is something that maybe where we need to be a bit careful about. So on the one hand, we need to be obviously respect and obey our parents where possible. And that the only proviso is, of course, if our parents are, for example, asking us to do something that goes against obviously the bounds of Islam, the commandments of Allah. Only then do we not obey. And obviously then there's this of the, in a sense, like the fine line. So for example, so Ibrahim Hadi wanted to go back to the front. But obviously even that case, even though he'd been at the front and obviously he's a very valuable soldier at the front, the duty, obedience to the parent, to the mother, is obviously even higher. And the mother was not asking him to do something that went against Islam. But obviously she did not prevent him from going to the front either. And, you know, obviously there are cases where the parents will say, no, don't go into active service because, you know, maybe there's some particular needs in the family. Or we know that, for example, even with some of our scholars as well, sometimes there are occasions where, for example, someone would ask, well, I can go and do some more study and it takes me away from my parents. And they're actually be advised, no, go and spend the time with your elderly parents. That's even more valuable, for example, than doing this extra study. At the end of the day, the respecting and taking care of and being considerate to our parents is one of the most important things. So inshallah, that's just a big reminder actually for all of us. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on Iron Beings Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.